driver. Driving's as lonely as you want it to be, I guess. This one surprised me, a welder. This person added, most welders hate people. Now, this guy said, I'm a welder myself, which is how I know. Another person said, I'm a welder inspector. I believe welders are the reason I can't stand people. Never heard of that before. Locomotive engineer, that's a lonely job. Some took the hating thing literally, suggesting HR and insurance people are involved in making other people's lives more difficult. And, of course, the loneliest profession, an assassin. I guess you do that kind of stuff on your own, and there's nobody around when you do it. You just get a paycheck and move on. 7 o'clock at WRJM. We have our text to win keyword coming up in just a moment. Also, we'll be talking to Stan Hunter, the pastor at the Living Church of God here in Racine. They've got a living nativity coming up. We'll talk about that. That's all straight ahead, but right now it's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJM, Racine, Kenosha.
Let's check news now. Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Got a call coming in at Abundant Life Christian Church that's advising someone was shot.
The call to 911 placed by a second grader in Madison, Wisconsin, after a student and a substitute teacher were killed, six others wounded, at the Abundant Life Christian School. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter was a 15-year-old girl who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
We are still working to determine a motive. Detectives have talked to her family members as well as conduct a search of the shooter's home here in Madison.
Madison Grange rushed to the school to check on her two children.
They told us to stay away. I just had to go and I had to be there. We don't live that far. And so it was just, I had to go see like if they were okay.
Two of the injured are in critical condition. New York Judge Juan Merchan has denied President-elect Trump's bid to throw out his hush money conviction. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The judge found the Supreme Court's decision regarding presidents and former presidents and their immunity from criminal prosecution did not bar liability in this case.
A spokesman for Mr. Trump calls it a direct violation of the high court's decision. Ukraine has claimed responsibility for a daring assassination in Russia today. A senior general was killed as he left his office when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter blew up. The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko.
The message is that, yeah, we can do it. We can assassinate senior important figures within the Russian political and military establishment just 4 miles east of the Kremlin.
Kyiv had charged the general in connection with Russia's use of illegal chemical weapons in Ukraine. Scary revelation in the Pope's new memoir. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
According to an excerpt from his upcoming autobiography, Pope Francis nearly didn't survive his 2021 visit to Iraq. The pontiff says British intelligence were able to warn Iraqi police that two suicide bombers, one of them a woman, were on their way to Mosul, where the Pope was about to appear. The visit went ahead as planned.
Denver's now among the growing number of cities banning flavored vapes and menthol cigarettes. City councils passed a measure by a vote of 11-1. Turns out those rings around Saturn are really, really old. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Scientists have long believed the rings are about 400 million years old, but a team led by Japanese researchers says they may be about 4.5 billion years old. The rings have long been seen as pristine and clean because they're relatively young, but research shows they may simply be dirt resistant.
S&P futures are down 19. Dow futures off 177. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were recent firearm scares in Kenosha schools, but the threat became real yesterday in Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest about the tragedy.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The $3 billion expansion of a drug maker in Kenosha County took a step forward last night. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved a preliminary site plan for the expansion of Eli Lilly. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of office, manufacturing, and warehouse space to the facility. Construction will start this month with an aim to be completed by March of 2026. And the long-awaited facelift of Racine's Reef Point Marina is making progress. Over half the docks on the northeastern part of the area have been removed as part of Phase 1. They've got a specialized barge with a crane helping to relocate old infrastructure to the Bell Harbor Marina for temporary storage. Once that Reef Point project is finished, there'll be new docks, new pumping stations, and new restroom facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 38. Tonight, some light snow possible. Less than a half inch of accumulation tomorrow. Snow ending partly cloudy, 33, with more snow on the way by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Christmas is my favorite time of year. It goes too quick. But you know, at our house, we celebrate Christmas every day, and I'll tell you why. Two reasons. Number one, we love the Lord Jesus. He was born on Christmas Day. That's why we celebrate. And number two, my sister looks like Burl Ives. I don't eat good at Christmas, I'll tell you that much. I got a Fitbit on Christmas Eve. I put it on, it dialed 911. Every time I start getting a little too fat at Christmas, so my kids will buy me a Christmas gift to hint around that I'm too fat. You know what they got me last year? A Petri dish with flesh-eating bacteria.
Let's get right to our keyword this hour. It's our grown-up gift list text to win contest, our statewide text to win contest on WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. You do it by going to civicmedia.us or go to the App Store where you get your apps. When you get it, go down to WRJN. You'll see our call letters there. Click on WRJN and text us the keyword Carol, like Christmas Carol. Carol, C-A-R-O-L, C-A-R-O-L. Text us Carol this hour. They'll be in the running for, I think it's a trip, is it? Let me see what we got here. Yeah, an overnight vacation getaway, plus some other gifts, too. Okay, Carol, that's the keyword. You text it to us right now, C-A-R-O-L. Again, download the Civic Media app, go to WRJN, and click on WRJN. You'll see a little text box there, and type in Carol and get it to us right now, and you'll be in the running, C-A-R-O-L. I want to make sure you spell it right. All right, they're coming in already. Look at those entries flying in there. All right, special guest, Pastor Stan Hunter is here. The second? Oh, hold on a second. Let me open your mic. That would be good. I learned that in Radio 101. Open the microphone for the guest. You are relatively new to the church. It's the First Church of God. I mispronounced it before. First Church of God. You came here a year ago.
Yes.
From where did you come from?
From Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas. Is that where you're from originally?
No, actually, I've moved so many times in my life, I don't have a home that anything
oh,
I call.
Oh, no.
I just use my wife's home.
How
Louisiana.
Sad. A P.O. box.
Yeah, Louisiana is home, though.
Is it really?
Yeah,
okay.
That's where my wife is from.
So. Oh. So what, do you use her place?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her family's home.
But where's your home? Where were you born?
I was born in Anderson, Indiana.
Okay, so that's not too far from here.
No.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure. I don't want you. Well, my home address is a P.O. box.
It's a forwarding mailbox.
How sad. Okay, so what brought you here?
Well, I came here to be the pastor at First Church of God.
Okay.
And it was a long road to get there, but we finally came to an agreement, to understanding what the Lord wanted us to do, so we moved up here, and we love it here. It's wonderful. We're getting used to the cold.
No, you haven't gotten the cold yet.
It was 2 degrees the other day. No. Yes, we're getting used to the cold.
35 degrees here at Radio Park right now is not the cold. I remember one morning, one of my first years here in Wisconsin, I got up one morning, it was 30 below zero. I had a wedding to go to that day. And, of course, I put the key in the ignition, and I couldn't even get the key to turn yet. So my next-door neighbor said, get a blow dryer and go under your car, heat your oil pan. You'll at least get the oil so it's not so solid. And I got it going 30 below zero. I had never experienced that in my life. That's what the scientists go through in Antarctica, yes, with the penguins, 30 below zero.
I hope I don't have to go through that.
I hope not either. So the reason that Pastor Hunter is here today is this is the 68th annual Living Nativity Scene. By the way, the First Church of God is right around the block from us. It's on the corner of Lathrop and Victory Avenue. You can just see it down the block from here. And this is a Living Nativity that my wife and I go to every year. You've got the cast, it's live. It's a giant manger, basically, a giant covering. Mm-hmm. And you've got the manger, you've got everybody in there. And people drive by and then get out of their cars and just marvel in the people that are there.
And that is our hope, is that people will get out and that we can point them to Jesus Christ. Because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, just park on Victory Avenue. There's plenty of parking.
Oh, yeah, you can park in the church parking lot if you wanted to. You know, it's behind the church, and you can park back there.
Small $10 an hour fee.
No.
I'm only kidding. There's no fee.
It goes to the pastor's fund.
Okay, now, do you have animals this year?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So we should have sheep, and hopefully we'll have the alpaca back again. Of course, there was an alpaca at the original manger scene.
Was there really?
Yeah, of course there was, yes.
And
rabbits and guinea pigs, you know, things like that, of course. But there won't be rabbits and guinea pigs this year.
Are there really?
There has been in the past. We've had rabbits and guinea pigs.
I don't know the list of animals that were there.
Well, there is no list of animals. The Bible doesn't actually say what was there. We imply a lot of things. So, you know, shepherds, well, there's got to be sheep. And then we go, well, there's the wise men. So probably camels. And so we just throw these animals in. But the kids love the animals. The kids will come in, and they'll pet the animals. And the animals that we get are very friendly and make sure that they don't bite. So,
well, you keep them fed.
Yes, of course. So they love the animals, love the children. Children love the animals. So we'd love for you to bring your kids by. We even have crafts inside if you want to come in and get warm. And we have refreshments and crafts for the kids. And
let's just take a look to see what the weather's going to be like.
I hope it's going to be nice and warm in the 30s.
I don't know if my phone goes up that far with the weather. Let me just take a quick look here. See what we got coming up for the 22nd and 23rd. Boy, you should be in the mood by then for Christmas. If you're not in the mood by the 22nd and 23rd for Christmas, you're kind of a lost cause. Let's see what we got here. Unfortunately, my phone doesn't tell you the date. So that would be
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night and Monday night are when we're having it for 7
30 9. And 34.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So it'll be wonderful, warm, balmy weather.
Yeah, no precipitation.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah, so that should be nice. Well, this is really beautiful. I love this every year. Is this last year's picture? Because I was there last year. Let's see if I recognize anybody.
I believe that is last year's picture.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you take a picture sometimes. The flash makes the eyes look kind of...
Yes, everybody's got alien eyes. So it's at night, you know, it's dark.
So there was no Google Earth image?
No.
From the original... So we don't know exactly what animals were there.
No, we do not. We don't know. We just kind of imply it and put it in there, and it makes for a nice scene. So everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, could you imagine being there at the beginning when it all happened? I mean, I went to Israel once. And I was at some of the biblical sites. And unfortunately, I was in my 20s. I didn't really appreciate it like I would today. But I was standing there at the wall of the temple. And I'm saying, this is where it all happened.
That's amazing. Yes.
This is where the whole world began, right? We're in this area where I am. Mm-hmm. And I put a note in the wall. You know, you put little messages in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was 6'5", and I was able to get mine up there. I didn't want it with the others to get lost. And I put my message up there. And unless it deteriorated from 1975, it should still be there.
I don't know what they do with them.
Well, I don't think they clean them out. Yeah, I think they leave them there. Yeah. I think the rain eventually just, you know, deteriorates the paper. But
at the original one, there was the shepherds, you know, so the angels went and told the shepherds about it. And at the end of that, if you'll read the end of that in Luke 2, you'll see the shepherds were so amazed by what they saw that they couldn't stop telling everybody. So here you've got the lowest class of people, the shepherds, going and telling everybody they see about this amazing child that they have just seen. And then you've got, you know, it depends on how you look at the scripture in Matthew 2, or the wise men coming in are up to 2 years later, because Herod had all the two-year-olds and younger killed. And so wise men come in, and they're bringing these amazing, very expensive gifts, you know, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You can't, those were kingly gifts. They were coming to crown a king. And so they're bringing royal gifts. And so this is, it would have been amazing.
Have you ever seen frankincense, myrrh? Have you ever seen that before?
I've seen gold.
I know what it is. That's a gold, yeah. I know what it is, but I've never been in the same room as it.
No, I haven't either. It's supposed to be, it was extremely rare then. It's still extremely rare.
You know, if this took place today, of course, they'd be bringing a PlayStation 5. The gifts would be quite a bit different.
They would be a bit different. Yes, they would.
So tell us about the First Church of God.
Well, what would you like to know?
Well, it's like tell us about services, when they are.
We have services on Sunday at 10:30. We'd love for you to come and be a part of that. We also have Facebook Live services, so you can watch online.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can watch online. We're having a Christmas Eve service. If you'd like to come at a more casual time just to see who we are and get to know some of the people and just meet us, then on Christmas Eve at 6, we have the Christmas Eve service. And so we sing Christmas carols and, you know, all the songs everybody knows. And we talk about the first Christmas and Jesus' birth. And we celebrate there. But we'd love for you to come on Sundays at 10:30 and worship with us. Everybody's welcome. Just come.
And the Living Nativity scene, I want to remind everybody, is Sunday and Monday. That's December 22 and 23 from 7 till 9 p.m. You can park in the church parking lot or in Victory Avenue. Mm-hmm. If you get a space on Lathrop, I guess you can do that too. But it's right there in the corner. It's just about 2 blocks from the radio station here. Hold on a second, Pastor. A quick reminder that it's our statewide text to win contest going on this hour at WRJM. It's our grown-up gift list contest. What you do is download the Civic Media app, go to the App Store or civicmedia.us, download the app, go to WRJN. You'll see our call letters there. Click on them. And there's a little space for texting, and you'll want to text the keyword carol, C-A-R-O-L, like Christmas carol. So go to the App Store, download the Civic Media app, and go down to WRJN, and I want you to text us carol, and you'll be in the running for an overnight stay. Plus some other prizes we're giving away as well. So do it right now. Don't miss it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Off the house. holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible beer cave selection. And don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru. Perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
The 11th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Give the gift of clear vision this holiday season. Dr. Warren combines cutting-edge technology with compassionate care, ensuring patients receive efficient and high-quality service. Whether it's glasses or contact lenses, appointments are designed to be quick and easy. Go to WRJN.com. The Big Deals banner and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500 square foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massinellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Pastor Stan Hunter is here from the First Church of God in Racine. And I said, pick out a Christmas song. He picked out one. We didn't have it.
Of course.
So I said, pick out another one. And he said, God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Yes, that's a really good song about Jesus, too.
And we have that. Here it is.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior, Christ our Savior, on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
tell you what, before we get to Dale Shannon here, we're talking to our guest is Pastor Stan Hunter from First Church of God. So a quick review here for people that the First Church of God 68th Annual Living Nativity Scene is coming up on Sunday and Monday. I want to say Saturday and Sunday. Sunday and Monday, December 22nd. And the 23rd. Now, is this your first year for this?
Will be my second year for it, but it's the 68th year for the church.
We've been doing it 68 years.
Yeah, they built the church, and then later that year, they decided to start doing this just for the community to help people worship Jesus this time of year.
And we checked. Looks like nice weather.
It's going to be good weather.
So it's going to be nice weather for it. You can come. It's from it's at night from 7 until 9 p.m. on Sunday, December 22nd, Monday, December 23rd. You could park on Victory Avenue Church parking lot or Lathrop Avenue. And if you're, when you get done, go travel around the neighborhood. Check out the Christmas lights. There's a house on 16th Street, just off 16th Street, not far from the church. If you pull up, you could turn your radio to the FM dial. They got the lights dancing to the music on the radio, which is kind of neat, too.
But you can also come inside the church.
Yeah,
we have plenty of refreshments.
Refreshments.
And no commitment, but please come eat the refreshments.
I think it was Pat. Pat, who works for your church there?
Yes.
Yeah, she invited us in last year, and we went in there. Of course, I think it was freezing cold.
It was pretty cold last year. Yeah, it was supposed to be warmer this year.
Well, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to leave this here and keep promoting it right up until December 22nd.
Thank you.
You're a neighbor right down the block, so that's good. Now, can we stop in any time, day or night, for refreshments? Because these people get hungry here. These are chow hounds here.
Probably not.
Okay.
No, just for 7 to 9.
Okay. Just one. That's Sunday and Monday. Thank you, Pastor. And welcome to Wisconsin again.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. You know what it's time for? It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. He was just a little dog. You could tell yourself that as you looked down at the grassy grave beneath the ancient mulberry tree in the yard where he played. He was just a little dog. One must cross the bridge of an entire century to the day his human family had thus laid him to rest. It was better for him this way, they rationalized, paralyzed as were his hindquarters following a stroke at the age of 11. And after all, he was just a little dog. But that black and white fox terrier, Nipper was his name, would for always occupy an otherwise unfillable place in the hearts of those who had loved him. It was a fair morning, the spring of 1884, that the Mark Henry Barodes of Bristol, England, increased their number by one small one. The children heard Daddy's voice before realizing that he had returned home. "Come see what I have," he said. Well, what he had was a 3 months young puppy. How intelligent he seemed from the very beginning, appearing to understand when he'd become the topic of admiring conversation, curious about everything which he inferred was the slightest out of place. Nipper, who got his name the first time he took Daddy's trouser cuff in his teeth to keep him from leaving the house. Nipper soon learned the lay of the new land, and not merely the cottage and the yard, but the neighborhood surrounding and those who lived there. He was well established all about by the time Uncle Francis visited.
You know what's good? We're going to make that up. Something happened to the computer here that runs Paul Harvey. We're going to make that up for you. We're going to get you the full rest of the story. But right now, let's check news in the morning. It's 7:28.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were recent firearm scares in Kenosha schools, but the threat became real yesterday in Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest about the tragedy.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6:00 at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The $3 billion expansion of a drug maker in Kenosha County took a step forward last night. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved a preliminary site plan for the expansion of Eli Lilly.
The project will add over 60,000 square feet of office, manufacturing, and warehouse space to the facility. Construction will start this month with an aim to be completed by March of 2026. And the long-awaited facelift of Racine's Reef Point Marina is making progress. Over half the docks on the northeastern part of the area have been removed as part of Phase 1. They've got a specialized barge with a crane helping to relocate old infrastructure to the Bell Harbor Marina for temporary storage. Once that Reef Point project is finished, there'll be new docks, new pumping stations, and new restroom facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still no resolution on another farm bill, a farm bill extension, or any farm financial aid. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says their organization, along with commodity groups and farmers themselves, were on Capitol Hill this past weekend trying to implore Congress to do their job.
We need to keep up this drumbeat. Congress hasn't done its job for a long time. They keep kicking the can down the road on the farm bill for 2 years now, which is part of the reason that farmers are in such a tough spot. So we need farmers to call their members of Congress and to send emails today to say that it's time to step up and help cover the massive losses that agriculture has experienced before we see any more of our farms go under.
Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have been doing it. More than 3,000 farmers have reached out to Congress just since Saturday, but Duvall says they need to keep the pressure on. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning. The pressure is on soybeans and wheat. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
In the dairy complex yesterday, barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 173. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 2 1/4, 182 and a quarter. Well, AA butter gained 3.5 cents at 250 a pound. This morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down a nickel at 2025. So far on a Tuesday morning, March corn's up a half at 445. December next year, up a half at 441. January soybeans are down a penny, 981. November new crop down a penny, 997. The March wheat is down 2 at 548. July new crop down 2.5 at 565 a bushel. There's just a quick snapshot on what's happening in the marketplace so far on a Tuesday morning. Don't forget, sign up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 38. Tonight, some light snow possible. Less than a half inch of accumulation tomorrow. Snow ending partly cloudy, 33, with more snow on the way by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Fall, people love fall.
It's my favorite season.
People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, the foliage! Drive by the foliage. It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. They're so pretty right before they fall to their death. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves' hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Driving by and smiling at me! We're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up.
Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Just a reminder, it's our statewide text to win contest, the Grown Up Gift List statewide text to win contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. Go to the App Store, wherever you get your apps, or go to civicmedia.us. Download the app. You'll see a list of call letters there. Go to WRJN, click on it, and you'll see a little texting area. This hour, text the word Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Carol. Text that keyword Carol, and you'll be in the running for an overnight stay. We're giving away that this hour. We give away money. We give away all these prizes. And you'll be in the running for some other grand prizes as well. So text the keyword Carol, C-A-R-O-L, this hour. Do it right now from the Civic Media app. Head to civicmedia.us/contest terms for full rules on our text to win contest as well. We had a little problem with Paul Harvey and the rest of the story just a few moments ago, but everything is forgiven. Everything is fixed. So here's the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. He was just a little dog. You could tell yourself that as you looked down at the grassy grave beneath the ancient mulberry tree in the yard where he played. He was just a little dog. One must cross the bridge of an entire century. To the day his human family had thus laid him to rest. It was better for him this way, they rationalized, paralyzed as were his hindquarters following a stroke at the age of 11. And after all, he was just a little dog. But that black and white fox terrier, Nipper was his name, would for always occupy an otherwise unfillable place in the hearts of those who had loved him. It was a fair morning, the spring of 1884, that the Mark Henry Barodes of Bristol, England, increased their number by one small one. The children heard Daddy's voice before realizing that he had returned home. "Come see what I have," he said. Well, what he had was a 3 months young puppy. How intelligent he seemed from the very beginning, appearing to understand when he'd become the topic of admiring conversation, curious about everything which he inferred was the slightest out of place. Nipper, who got his name the first time he took Daddy's trouser cuff in his teeth to keep him from leaving the house. Nipper soon learned the lay of the new land, and not merely the cottage and the yard, but the neighborhood surrounding and those who lived there. He was well established all about by the time Uncle Francis visited and met him for the first time. Henry's brother was completely captivated. "A wonderful animal," Francis declared. And no sooner had he than Nipper romped into the parlor and assumed that charming pose. Francis observed, delighted. "Too precious to go unshared," he said, and with that Henry's brother drew a sketchbook from his coat pocket and proceeded to draw what he saw. Later, from that drawing, Francis painted the pup's picture in more vivid detail. For you see, Uncle Francis was an artist, Francis Barode, and it was because of him that we, these many generations later, know Nipper. For the portrait became famous, preserving forever that happy afternoon Henry's brother came to call and the memory of an adored and adoring companion in his prime. Of course, nothing stays the same. The children grew up, then grew apart. Family members passed away. So eventually, Francis took the family terrier to live with him at his home in southwest London. Nipper died September of 1895, and he is buried, as you know, beneath a mulberry tree at 77 Clarence Street, Kingston-on-Thames. He was just a little dog, and yet it'll never be forgot, at least by those who know, that once upon an amusing misapprehension, Henry Burroughs' black and white terrier pup came running when he thought he had heard Henry calling, "Here, boy." What he had in fact heard was the Victrola. He'd heard a recording of Henry speaking. And thus confused, Nipper sat there for the longest time, listening beside the horn of that then modern recording device. And appropriately, Brother Francis would call the portrait that resulted his master's voice. All your life, you've known the uniquely identifying emblem of the company now called RCA, but now you know the rest of the story.
And we're glad we got you the full Paul Harvey. I had a little technical problem with our computer, and it knocked out Paul Harvey in the middle there. But we always get to the rest of the story for you. And, of course, if you want to hear another one, Dan Marcus will have the rest of the story, 12:05 this afternoon. And if you want to sponsor one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. Hey, it's our statewide text to win contest. Don't forget, this hour, the keyword is Carol, as in Christmas Carol. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Text it to us, and you'll be in the running for a great prize from WRJN. Here come the birds.
Everything turns, there is a season
Turn, 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 7:42, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Hey, did Santa wrap your gifts when you were a kid? He almost always does now, but a poll found it wasn't as common back in the day. 29% of seniors say Santa's gifts just showed up unwrapped. Now, in our house, we always had wrapped gifts. Yeah, always. We always wrapped our gifts. To this day, I'll always wrap it. Now, some people put it in the bag and put some tissue paper on top, and that's how they, you know, give the gifts. But when you come over the Rosen household, they're always wrapped. Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, 7:43 now with Lady Willpower.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, no one ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Puckett of the Union Gap, Lady Willpower. Remember when they used to appear on TV shows? They always came out in that, you know, Civil War outfit, the Union Civil War outfit. Yeah, every show they did. Boy, that must have been that must have been kind of boring to keep doing that every time. Hey, don't forget, it's our WRJN grown-up gift list text to win contest, our statewide contest here on WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. It's really easy to do. Just go to civicmedia.us. You'll see the app. Download the app. It takes about a second or two. Or go to the App Store wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. Go down the list of letters there, and you'll see WRJN. Click on WRJN. You'll see a text area. Text the keyword Carol this hour. C-A-R-O-L. Carol. And you'll be in the running for an overnight stay getaway. Yeah, that's what we're giving away this hour. So do that. Go to the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Click on that and text the keyword Carol this hour. You have another, 13 and a half minutes to do that? To do that. Now we'll have another keyword for you coming up with Dan Marcus. He'll do that this morning at 11 a.m. And again at 1 p.m. Then Kurt Bowman's got one for you at 4 p.m. But do it. Keep doing it. You'll be in the running for all these great prizes from WRJN and Civic Media. Got a survey here. They had Americans name their favorite holiday. Here are the top 10. Number 9 was Valentine's Day. Number 9, Labor Day. Number 10 was Valentine's Day. Number 9, Labor Day. Number 8 was your birthday. Not really a holiday, but number 7, Memorial Day. I like Memorial Day. Always the start to the summer, and I like to pay tribute to the people who, you know, kept this country the way it is. Number 6, New Year's Eve. Number 5, Easter. The 4th of July only came out number 4. It's one of my favorite days. Number 3, Halloween. Number 2, Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. And, of course, everybody's favorite holiday is coming up. Christmas, right? Yeah. 747 at WRJN. Speaking about Christmas, got a Christmas tune for you coming up in a moment.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee. Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas.
Do they know it's Christmas? Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well at WRJN. It's 7:54. Two guys hit the lottery for $5.3 million, but they will not get a penny of it because they used a stolen debit card to buy the ticket. Not only aren't they going to get the money, but they're also in jail.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodbye.
1966. We can work it out. 756 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. 10 years has passed since these events took place. Star Wars, The Force Awakens came out 10 years ago. Remember the song Uptown Funk? That was 10 years ago. Also, remember when Steve Harvey announced the wrong name in the Miss Universe contest? That was 10 years ago as well.
How sweet. Stand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
James Taylor, how sweet it is. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. I see Travis Kelce reportedly spent $175,000 on his sweetheart, Taylor Swift, for her 35th birthday. Among the things she received from Travis Kelce, 35 luxury flower arrangements worth more than $19,000, a $60,000 Rolex, and bling from Tiffany's, and more. See, I would have been happy with just a couple of DVDs of my favorite movies. You know, I'm very inexpensive to shop for on my birthday.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
It's exactly 8 o'clock here, CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Wisconsin say it was a 15-year-old girl who opened fire at a small Christian school in Madison, killing a substitute teacher.